come, we've had some fun.
It's time for the Ship's Gonna Happen podcast. Here with a load of laughs, info, and fun, it's Tony B, Dave B, and Timmy D.
Before I go, I go alone. Don't ask me this and one more song. It ain't too costly, no, I ain't too cheap. So just relax, I'm on my knees.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ship's Gonna Have a Podcast, episode number 133. That's three digits, 133. That's a lot of shows, David B.
It is a lot of shows, producer Tony. It's been a good stretch so far, my friend.
It has, brother. I've enjoyed it. My name's Tony B. Alongside me is David B. He's actually headed to my old stomping grounds up in the Wildcat country of Northwestern. We'll get the update from David on that. The views of Ship's Gonna Happen are purely news-driven and do not express the views of any transportation provider or any business entity that uses any transportation provider. David, we do it because of...
Transportainment.
Boom! Transportainment. You can catch us on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon, iHeart, all the search engines you use, and type it in. You will find us. David B., it is a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful spring morning, producer Tony. I imagine you sitting there on the 19th green. Is that yard fresh? Have you mowed at least a dozen times yet? I have to think that you have. At least a dozen times.
A couple times. Thank you for saying that. I sneaked one in late last night before, because we're going to get moving today, obviously. But yeah. And you know what? I saw yours. Yours looked outstanding too, my friend.
Oh, man. I kind of regret. Instead of napping and going out drinking yesterday, I should have mowed the yard because I'm going to regret not mowing it tomorrow when I have to mow it.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be terrible. So I mowed Sunday and then turned right around again and mowed Tuesday because it was going to rain just because it was going to be a big mess. And I'm glad I did, but it needs it. It is that time of year, producer Tony, where everything's growing and looking good. This show, along with all of our shows, brought to you by The Great Divide, 743 East New York Street, downtown Indianapolis. Great place to go after Ship's Gonna Happen Week. Great place to go out and wine, get a great meal, hear some great music, chat up with the locals. I was there last night. Didn't eat dinner, but stopped in for a few pops. It was good. Jen and her crew will do a good job taking care of you. It's Great Divide, 743 East New York Street, downtown Indianapolis. Producer Tony, it's just you and I this morning again.
Yeah, just you and I, old school guys doing the old school podcast. I like it.
Talking about freight, and back in my day, it was like this.
Back in my day,
I'm hearing some stories about fuel kind of maybe jumping back up to $5 a gallon, is not going to help matters much. So I don't know a timeline on that. I just kind of read through the article briefly or whatever. So are you hearing anything like that on your end?
Yeah, no, you fed right into like what I was wanting to talk about a little bit this morning. It looks like, two things. Yeah, it's going to creep up. It looks like 3PLs, like there's been research and studies done, and 3PLs kind of struggled through the COVID, and now they're diving into the AI in the technology piece to try to score back a business. But yeah, the fuel is going to hurt the trucking.
I'm seeing spot rates on my end though coming down, which is nice. I mean it's a lot easier to move loads nowadays for a lot more reasonable price than it was, you know, a year ago or whatever, and it's kind of refreshing to see these rates coming down. But again, if fuel pops back up, it's just going to right back to the way it was.
Right. Yep. I hope that doesn't happen.
I went to the Mid-America Truck Show at the end of March. Last time we recorded a show was St. Patty's weekend. And then that next weekend I went to the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville and sat in on a couple lecture stuff. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, finally that rates, you know, probably before the end of the summer are going to go back to where they were during the pandemic. And I'm like, what is it we want? I mean, do we want to continue to pay high prices for everything that we have, or do we need, you know, these rates to come back down where they should be, you know, respectfully and still, you know, not gouge the economy or whatever.
Did they tell you why they thought that?
They just felt that it was, the market was going to crunch. So, you know, there's drivers getting out of the business left and right because of the drivers that got in during the pandemic that thought that, you know, I'm going to make a poop ton of money.
Right.
And now that the markets went the other way and crashed, that all these drivers are getting out of it. So that's the main reasoning behind that. I'm not seeing.
Go ahead.
But I'm not seeing any shortage of getting loads booked or anything like that. I mean, I can book a load in like 10 minutes or whatever. It's not like I'm not seeing any crunch, at least on my end.
That's what I was going to ask you. So that's good that you're not seeing that, because you're still seeing the aggressiveness of the market trying to get your business.
Oh, it's terrible. I had some dude from Worldwide Express email me yesterday, or maybe it was Thursday night, and I told that company on multiple occasions to do not ever solicit for our business ever again, and they still do. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I've done the research on your company, and I've talked to people inside your business, inside your company, and we feel like, I'm like, you haven't fucking talked to nobody. Don't try to scam me. Just, you know, don't talk to me like, you know, somebody that's brand new into the industry or whatever. So it's an everyday, absolute everyday thing.
David, part of the article I was reading stated that, that the 3PLs are going to have to attack this fuel surcharge. Cause I think a lot of carriers when they do pricing, blanket pricings, or they give pricing to 3PLs, the one little thing is the 3PLs kind of get a reduced fuel surcharge. So I think that's why in this article I was reading, it was saying that that's where they're going to try to score more business this year. Because they predict the economy is going to be a little sluggish to the fourth quarter of 2025.
Oh, really?
It was from Transport Topics. If anybody wants to read the article, go to Transport Topics and you can find it. Yeah, it was on there. They were talking about that. So, that's interesting. I would think that you probably do have more 3PL activity calling you.
But they're not they're not saving me money. They can't save me money. I mean, you know, I can negotiate better pricing directly through carriers than I can go through a broker or whatever, or through a 3PL. Yeah.
And you're not lazy. That's the good thing.
Well, you know, sometimes.
We all can be, but hey, you do a good job with your rates. But I tend to think some people that do that just don't want to do the work.
That's fair. Know. I mean, because you know, if you get some little smoke show coming in representing XYZ, you know, 3PL, and they're going to be like, ooh, you know, she smooth talked me, and I can save money this way or that way or whatever. So I don't know. It's crazy.
It is. So what are you doing today, David?
On my way to Evanston, Illinois to watch the Northwestern women's lacrosse team play the Ohio State Buckeyes at noon today. The actual defending national champion Northwestern Wildcats. They're 8-time national. This has been on my, I'm very lame, Tony, and this has been on my bucket list for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think I picked the perfect day. I kind of was teetering on, you know, because sitting on the lake, that wind coming off there, it could be a little cool.
Right.
I was debating shorts or pants, shorts or jeans. And I went the shorts route today.
I know you would.
I'm hoping my girth will keep me warm or whatever. So, that's kind of a rare getaway day. So, but yeah, I'm just going to go up there and just kind of catch the game and then come back right back.
Man, that's
when was the last time you went to a comedy club?
Oh, you know what? Me and someone were just talking about that. It's been a while. I watch a lot of comedy, but to have gone to one, I think the last time I went was when Greenwood, Indiana had, they had a comedy club. I forgot what it's called. It was a famous one. Zany's?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Forgive me if I'm wrong. It might not have been Zany's, but it was one of the brand ones. But that was the last time, and that was probably like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was probably 20 years ago last time I went. And I went last night, and I had a bad feeling about it before we went in. I'm just like, something's going to go right, and yeah, we shouldn't have went. I mean, there was four comedians. I don't. It just they shove you in there like sardines. You know, there's no room to move around. And of course, we were on the front effing row, which I'm like, are you kidding me? And two of the four comedians did a good job. The other two, and I mean, I got to applaud them for trying, but that's just kind of, and I think the thing that made it the worst were the people in the crowd. I'm like, man, shut up and let the people perform. That was probably the worst.
Why were they interrupting and stuff? Or,
oh yeah, like, you know, they think that it's okay now. You know, the generation now thinks that it's okay just to chime in whenever you want to, even though you're not being spoken to. Mm-hmm. That it's okay to be chiming in and saying, yeah, well, I don't agree with that, or whatever.
Because of their feelings, you know, you're like, their feelings, right?
Yeah, like, be quiet. It's not about you. Just let the person perform, and be done with it, or whatever. That was the bad part. It wasn't necessary. It was borderline heckling. It wasn't necessarily heckling, but it was just like, shut up.
What were they heckling about, though? Like what was it?
It was just like the comedian would be like, just, it's a hypothetical. This isn't exactly what was said, but the comedian would be like, you know, I'm a Democrat and I this or that, and they're like, oh, you're Trump, this, you're like, no, shut up, just let it be, just let the comedians say what they want to, you know. If you want to approach them after, fine, just let them. But it was, that's not what was said, but it was just, you know, kind of
stuff
that
like that
thing. We're like, yeah, just be quiet, let them do their thing.
So they didn't shut it down or anything. So,
No. Okay. So I was with Chase.
Oh yeah.
And so they were asked, like, the headline comedian kind of noticed us, and she's like, "Are you here with your dad?" And he's like, "No, we're business partners." And you know, and he's trying to explain the business part aspect, and of course, and then the people behind us are like chiming in, and she's like, the comedian looked at him and was like, "Shut up! I'm not talking to you." Right. And I'm like, "Boom!" So that kind of quelled it a little bit, but still.
So you didn't get picked on and thrown up on the stage?
No, not picked at. I mean, there was a couple comments. I don't think anybody got picked at. I mean, there was a few comments that were made towards, like, pretty much everybody sitting on the front row, but nothing derogatory, nothing, you know. No, one of the two better comedians was a big black gal who was absolutely did a really good job, and she kind of was, you know, had a really good set going, and then talking about, you know, not that I'm all for this, but talking about getting laid and all that, and then she whips out that she's a lesbian, and then the host comes out, looks right at me, he goes, "You did that, wouldn't you?" And I'm like, I don't. And then of course, so heckle people behind her like, "Hell yeah!" And I'm like, "God damn, dude, shut the fuck up!"
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah. I mean, it's always somebody else that has to make it worse for everybody else.
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah. And you're traveling today too, right?
Yeah, we'll leave tonight probably, or this afternoon. We'll be there this afternoon or tonight, but yeah, we'll have to leave. Yeah, we'll have to leave here by 10 o'clock, probably 10:15 maybe. And then, yeah, got like 5-6 hour drive. And then
I've said this 5 million times. I do not for the life of me understand why 65 is in 3 lanes all the way, both directions to Chicago. But what do I know?
It should be, though. It totally should be. I mean, when you get to that Lebanon Lafayette area, man, man, it is just sweltering with trucks. And it's such a heavy distribution through Chicago to Lafayette, Lebanon, 65, like you said, that needs to really be 3 lanes. And I thought that's what they were going to go for, but they stopped right when you get out of Lafayette, right?
We're not to Lafayette yet. It's 2 lanes, yeah, pretty much from like the Thorntown exit up to Lafayette.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah,
man, yeah.
You got anything else?
What's that?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just thinking, so you're doing some sport activity. So you and I are excited in Indiana because Caitlin Clark will probably be selected by the Fever. And you and I got plans to go to one of those games. So, and we secured some tickets. So excited about that.
So the draft is Monday, and the Fever are projected to pick Caitlin Clark. I mean,
David, if they don't, are we selling the tickets?
Would anybody buy them?
No, I think we're just going to eat it, right? We'd have to eat it.
So I think I heard you right. How much did you spend on those tickets?
Shit, man. It was like $150 for nosebleeds.
Per ticket?
No, combined, total.
I thought, okay.
The tickets lower were like $150 a piece. And then...
Yeah, I saw some in the lower, like, $300 a piece. $300. I don't understand how you... Who the hell's buying those tickets?
Probably corporations, scalpers, and then they, just where you're heading today, man, it all started in Chicago. You used to be able to, the Cubs had a rule that they would keep 5 to 10,000 tickets a day for each game. So you could come up to the booth and buy them. I can remember doing that so many times and getting like decent seats in the game. And then all of a sudden they got involved with Ticketmaster. Right. And then all of a sudden, boom, there were no tickets available. And you had to go through Ticketmaster, and then you had the surcharge and all that. So you'd end up paying when you and I were kids growing up, you could get a box seat for $10, right? That box seat in Wrigley Field is going to be like $150, $200 for one seat, if you're lucky.
I remember going to Reds games and getting Red seats for $3.50, or the blue seats down low for, as you mentioned, $10.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to go through Ticketmaster to buy them all. It probably helps the team sell more that way, because I'm sure Ticketmaster, I don't know what their deal is. It's probably a cutoff ticket sold, it's very expensive to go to a big time sporting event.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. I don't see how I guess I don't understand how the WNBA now all of a sudden is like, it's $300 for a ticket to go see a FIFA game or whatever. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I know. And it was hard to find tickets, though, too. A lot of them were already sold out.
Tony's talking about a game on a Wednesday in July at noon, and it was tough to get tickets.
Yes. They only had the upper deck available, the upper rim. Yep. For a midday July 10th game on a Wednesday.
That means we could.
Yeah.
Do we drink before and after, or just after?
Both. The Indians would like that kind of, imagine if the Indians could sell out every game at 1 o'clock on a weekday downtown, crowd.
An Indians game is an absolute steal. That is a steal.
Mm-hmm. One of the best tickets in town.
Me and the guy, we'll buy. They have a deal where you can spend. You have to buy four tickets, but they're $90 a pop, and it includes all you can eat and all you can drink and your game seat. And they lose money off of our foursome, because you could drink $90 a piece even before the game, but by the fourth inning probably.
Probably as a whole.
Considering the prices.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
deal. And they also have that left field, the kind of the Yuengling area, where it's $30 a seat and you get wait service. And I've sat there a few times, and the wait service is phenomenal. You're not waiting on anything. If your beer's getting low, they're checking on you. You need another one. They do an excellent job.
Wow. Maybe we'll have to check out one of those this summer for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a good time. They always have those Wednesday business day specials. So
yeah,
don't pick an 11:30 a.m. game, and I've learned this from experience, because at 11:30 a.m. is when all the school kids come, so they can get them out quicker. And it's, oh my God, where the hell do all these kids come from?
Yeah.
So it's got to be like a 12:30 game or a one game. So.
Man, you're on 65. Look out for flying bolts down the interstate.
Flying bolts. Okay. All right. That was when you got your windshield cracked the last time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I was in between where you said Thorntown and Lafayette. And that flatbed just had, I could see it coming, man. I had no way to avoid it.
I haven't been up this way in a long, it's been a while. It's been, we're just past the Highway 28 exit. It's been a minute since I've been up here. So
the Windy City.
Yeah. Anybody you need me to say hi to today?
Just when you hit the Cook County border, spit out the window for me.
I'm going to try the no toll route. I've got a no toll route on my Google thing. I'm going to try that route.
That is,
I have a transponder and it's kind of loaded up, but I'm like, let me see if about going the no toll route or whatever.
You sound like my dad, because he would always want to take that way back and it would cost us an extra 20 minutes.
Right.
And then finally I had some birthday money one time. I was like, Dad, here, pay for that damn toll so we can get home quicker.
Jeez, Dad. But this, I mean, the time, if I look at the, looking at the time-wise, it's the exact same time. It's just, it takes you like 41. It takes you up that way a little bit.
And you gain an hour, right? So it's 8 o'clock there.
Lose. Well, yeah. It's right. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Lose it coming back.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
In more ways than one. Yes.
Yep. Man,
All right. Well, before I cut this one short, Producer Tony, we good cutting it now? Or
Yeah. Be safe, brother.
All right. You have a great weekend. Ship's going to happen.
Later, man. Ship's going to happen is OUT.